Blog Talk Radio.
I guess we're live. Where was our intro music, Robert?
I don't know, man. It shouldn't have been playing.
Blog Talk Radio. Okay, let me kill that volume there. Yeah, that's weird, because normally we always kept the, I was waiting for, you know, the rip-off of Nirvana. Okay, we've already got some people in the queue, so let's start it right off and talk to, I think, Terry out there. It'd be great if you guys, where it says guests, whatever, if we saw your name, it would make it way easier. Going to talk, like, directly to you. Going to open up with some a little bit of the news that I have, and I'm going to repeat the news, like, every 30 minutes. Tonight, first of all, Yogi Doc will be joining me. Of course, Robert, the webmaster, will be taking calls and putting you into the queue. And also, if you have questions, you can send them to robert@dallaspage.com. Why don't you pop that up there, Robert, so they can see that. All right? And whatever our phone call number is, we'll post that when we're ready to take phone calls. We won't be ready first because we're also going to want to bring in our guest, Team YRG member, which is none other than Stacy Morris, and what a great, amazing journey we'll have her be able to talk about tonight. But the big news today is that over the last 3 days, I was in Atlanta, went in for an autograph session, and there I got to see Kim, and she's doing great, and spent some time with my boy Yoga Doc. And the main time I spent was putting together my audition reel for Oprah Winfrey's new reality show. Now, for those of you who don't watch Oprah, and believe it or not, I do watch from time to time. I really enjoy her. She's done so many amazing things for so many people. You might have heard the whole news about how she was going to leave and not be a host anymore. Well, that's because she's going to start her own network. For those of you who don't know that, so it'd be like starting Spike TV or PBS or, you know, a cable network, like, you know, whether it's the Learning Channel or whatever. And normally when those stations first come on, no one really hears about them. I mean, nobody, you know, it takes years, like 10 plus years, to build any kind of a following, and then hopefully you get that show that pushed you on the map. Like for AMC, no one even knew AMC existed until Mad Men, the show Mad Men, came on there. Or I think Bravo got its big thing for the Actors Studio. And then, of course, Queer Eye for the Straight Guy. So, and a lot of these cable networks are owned by bigger, you know, conglomerates, whether it be CBS or NBC or whatever. So Oprah, I mean, I don't know if there's many individuals as strong as she is, has, you know, is going to be, you know, saying goodbye to her talk show. And the first thing she's doing is having a contest. And anybody here listening, you can go become part of this contest to see if you're going to get your own talk show with on the OWN, O-W-N, OWN Network. So originally, when I first heard this, I thought to myself, well, you know what? I'm going to put together a little demo reel that's going to have Arthur's journey in there without showing all the YRG stuff, because you can't have branding of your YRG. And I could say Diamond Dallas Page, but, you know, I can't really, you know, mix the two together. I couldn't show wrestling footage. I couldn't show any of the stuff that, you know, that might be already branded, like WWF stuff or anything like that. They won't have any logos or anything. It has to be pretty much, you know, straight. So I was thinking, well, I'll just show the pieces of Arthur going through his journey of trying to walk and fall. And then at some point, I will, have him walking and talk about this Diamond Dallas Page helping this disabled veteran, Arthur Borman. Because if you just Google Diamond Dallas Page or DDP and disabled veteran on Google, the very first thing that comes up is Arthur's video. So I thought, well, that'll be a great way to get some more exposure and let get people to know out there what we're doing, what Team YRG is all about. And then I realized that Mark Burnett, who is the grand guru of reality shows, he's done Survivor, Celebrity Apprentice, a show I really want to get on. I believe he did The Amazing Race. He's done so many big shows. He's partnered with Oprah. And when I go to see my buddy Steve Yu, who some of you know him from doing the movie called Inspired the Movie. He's still editing it now, but he's been working on it for 5 years, and it's an amazing piece. You know, I'm in it, Arthur's in it, Dylan's in it. You know, people who went through amazing transformations and, you know, who were moved to be inspired to actually to greatness. So Steve is an editing genius, and he's got so much footage of back when Arthur was together, when Terry Lang, who was our first guest here, you know, I call her the godmother of YRG, and he put together some pieces of stuff that I had, and then we did a video that I've seen a lot of them, and I haven't seen one, I don't want to be cocky about it, but I haven't seen one that's really any better than this one. And the whole message is, because you know, now I'm thinking, you know what, if I got on that show, maybe I could win, you know, but maybe I could, I think of shows like that, I think that maybe I could get to the top 3 or 4 or 5, you know, you still win if you end up on the show. So we came up with the concept of Own Your Life with Dallas Page. Go figure. I think most of you could guess the name of the show because I've been living the show. So when you get a chance, Steve, throw up the, I mean, not Steve, Robert, throw up the link. If you would go to the link, watch the video, you don't have to watch it now, or if you're, you know, just listening to this, because I know we get hundreds, you know, it could be up to thousands right now that don't come on to the chat rooms and talk, they actually just listen to the show. If you're listening to it and you want to just check out, pull it up, go to that link that Robert's throwing up there, and it'll bring you to the OWN website. And it's, you know, it's all about Oprah Winfrey and everything that she's doing, but you're going to get linked right to my audition reel. Now, you cannot vote unless you register. So, like right now, I didn't even tell anybody about this. I've already got 8 votes, which is pretty cool, but I've got 69 views. So that means that 69 people, you know, watched it, but didn't take the time to register. So if you don't take the time to register the vote, it really doesn't count. And the deal is, and this is how they're doing the contest, this guy Mark Burnett is a genius. And whoever wins this reality show will legitimately have their own talk show on her network. And it's going to get, oh my God, I can't even imagine the press that's going to come from behind that. And wouldn't it be great if out of that, Own Your Life and Team YRG and all the people that have been a part of what we're doing could become a part of this show. So this is like my fantasy goal. You know, I always tell you, you got to set goals, and you got to think about them. They've got to be specific. And for those of you who have the Team YRG, or I should say the new YRG fitness system, if you go to the program guide, it will tell you all about how to set goals. And apply SMACK as an acronym. SMACK stands for specific. You got to make it specific. You got to make it measurable. You got to make it achievable. You got to make it compatible. And then you got to keep it going. We use weight loss as an example. If you want to lose 50 pounds, well, don't just say, I want to lose weight. Give yourself a number. I want to lose 50 pounds. Now put a measurement on it. You might say, I want to lose 50 pounds in 3 months. Well, that's really hard. So that brings us to the next one, which is achievable. I don't know if that's really going to be achievable unless the next letter, which is compatible, is compatible to that. Unless you're going to eat like amazingly clean. Unless you're going to work out every day and sometimes 2 times a day. It's really a hard, don't set yourself up to fail. So maybe that 50 pounds, you see you're going to do it in 6 months, which is still a real challenge. You know, maybe you make it 9 months, whatever it is. You make it achievable. Then you make it compatible to your lifestyle. In this situation, if it's weight, it would be how much you worked out, how much you really paid attention to your eating, how much water you drank, how much, how late you ate. It would be all those things that make it compatible. And once you got that on a roll, you keep on going. And when we bring Stacey Morris on here, we're going to let her tell you how she applied SMACK. Because it isn't just me. So what I'm going to give you is an example for, you know, Own Your Life with Dallas Page. It's specific now. My goal, and it's a fantasy goal, but I'm on it, man. I have put the work in. I have said I am going to do everything I can to become a part of this show. I'm not saying win it yet, because that may not be achievable yet. But you know what? Just to try to get on there. So what I need to do is I need to make it measurable. By the time that they have this, a lot of time in, I had to have everything in by June 26th. Well, I got it in 3 weeks early. Steve Yu, who worked feverishly with me on this, he was amazing. He helped with, he'd already had films, a lot of stuff that we'd done before. He was on creative with me, and he edited. I mean, he was like the producing, editing, directing. It was amazing. You know, I was the talent and pretty much put the salt and pepper on things, and it's, you know, my ideas, my life. So we made it specific. We made it measurable. Is it achievable? Absolutely. It's absolutely achievable as long as I made it compatible. And what I mean by making it compatible in this scenario is I'm reaching out to each and every one of you who's listening to this show, who is listening at home, who is in the chat room. I am asking you because, as you know, I don't ask anybody for anything except for them to believe in themselves and work hard. Well, in this scenario, I'm asking you to reach out. Take this where it says DDP YRG Radio link, which will take you right to my reel, which is just under 4 minutes. It's 3 minutes and 38 seconds, I believe. And not only register, but vote. And if you feel like coming back again, vote again and vote again. Because there's some people who have like 300,000 views and have 1,000,001 votes. Well, the only way that's possible, people are going back and doing it and doing it and doing it again. But I'm not just asking you to do it. If you believe in what I'm doing, if you believe in the concept of owning your life, send it to your friends. Because once you watch it, the sparks are really funny, too. And because I didn't want to make it just, you know, too serious or too inspirational. I wanted to talk about who I was, where I've gone. Terry Lang pops into it. You'll see how what Steve did with Terry doing a transformation. It's amazing. And then Arthur's thing, and you've never seen this bit of Arthur Borman at the end. And it is, you know, it's emotional. And it's funny that I pop it. Because as soon as I start to make you feel like you want to cry or you are crying, I'm going to make you laugh. So, you know, I don't really talk about stuff as far as what I'm doing unless I really believe it. Like I believe in YRG. I believe in Team YRG. I believe in the YRG fitness system. I believe in what I'm doing in my life. I'm passionate about it. I'm not selling it. I'm living it. So that's all I got to say for this quarter hour when it comes to Own Your Life with Dallas Page on the OWN Network. Vote, 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 and vote. Do we have Yoga Doc on the line yet?
Yes, we do. Let me turn him on.
We'll always turn him on, but as soon as they can pop in, turn him right on. So they're there. There's Stacey on the line. Pop her in. Yogi?
Hello.
I know you didn't have a chance, because, by the way...
Of course I did. I saw it. Yeah, authentic, inspirational, phenomenal. Absolutely incredible.
And we did not talk about this ahead of time.
No, not at all. No, I just saw it. I mean, I just... That was amazing.
I didn't think Yoga Doc, who I spent, you know, this whole week with, and how much I get a chance to see you, right, bro?
No, actually, you said... You were actually going to talk to me about it, and I'm like, Dallas... I'm an hour and a half behind. I can't talk about any of this right now. He goes, well, go. I go, okay, bye. And I ran out the door, and we haven't talked about it since.
Yoga Doc and I are so much alike in so many ways. Sometimes we're completely opposite. But when it comes to sticking 10 pounds of shit into a two-pound bag, we are twin brothers from different mothers.
No doubt about it.
So I'm glad you dug it, man. You could have
awesome.
Steve Yu is just amazing.
What
oh
a great
God.
Job. Yeah, just a, you know, a great job.
Yeah, I'm really happy for you. Did you register?
I'm registering now as we speak.
you got to register and you got to vote.
Yep, so and I'm doing it.
You watch it then and vote again.
Mm-hmm.
And what's really funny is one of my very best friends, Marlon Ransom, the guy who's the top leader is from the Gracie School, His name is Henner, and what a great guy he is. And he trains Gracie schools are noted for around the world as the greatest in jiu-jitsu, and Henner is number one. And that's what really moved me to action. I know Henner, and Henner at the time had like 600,000 votes, and he's also on the top because he's number one all the time. So when you go to the front page, bang, of course, you're going to watch it. And then when you see it's all about being, you know, a thing about bullies and helping to, you know, to stop the bully crisis that's happening in America, you're going to vote for him. I voted for him, you know. But he also moved me. I'm thinking, well, Henner can do this. Why can't I? You know, all of a sudden started taking a life of its own. Okay, enough about that. We'll get back to it later. Is Stacey Mars in the room?
Yes, she is. Let me bring her on.
Hi, can you hear me?
Hi, Stacey.
Yes. Hi.
It is such a pleasure. Before I let her get her in and let her say so many things I know she is dying to say, she is our spotlight this month. On Team YRG, and if anyone's listening out there and you're not a member of Team YRG or you're just picking up this broadcast, you can go to teamyrg.com. It's opened up to the world right now. You can go there. It's like a Facebook, but it's a Facebook in the regards of it's the internet community that you can post blogs or put up pictures, videos. I mean, it's all inclusive. But the people that are on that site are, it's the most amazing group of people I've ever been associated with about helping each other, paying it forward. To give a little background of Stacey, because it's such an amazing story of how it all came together. Stacey saw, okay, I want to let you tell it. We'll go back and forth with Stacey. How did you come to find and become a part of Team YRG? How did that happen?
Well, actually, it was because of Oprah, which is why this is so cool that you're talking about her now. I tuned in, I remember the day, January 5th of 2009, because I wanted to hear how she fell off the wagon. And that also, I was looking back in my date book from that year, and that was also the day I had my annual physical. And that's when I learned that I weighed 345 pounds. And I was just, you know, so floored, because usually when I go to the doctor, I don't look at the scale. I was really good at, you know, sweeping that little fact under the rug for a long time. But I decided to look at the scale that day. It really stunned me. I went home and watched Oprah, and I was very shocked to see Carney Wilson as a guest, because I didn't know she was going to be on. And I couldn't believe how amazing she looked. And it wasn't just her weight. It was her eyes. Her whole spirit was just, like, radiating. And I had to find out who helped her. And she very briefly mentioned a man named Dallas. So I did some Googling. And I somehow found you on MySpace, and I don't know if you remember this. I emailed you that very day and basically said, look, I just saw Carney, and she and I are so similar, and can you help me? And you said, well, just go to my website, and you'll find everything you need, and have a nice life, you know? So anyway, I ordered 50-plus, and I just started...
Let me interject that. Those were our original DVDs that Yoga Doc and I did together. We wrote the book Yoga for Regular Guys, and then throughout the whole book we only called it YRG. And then we developed these three different sets of DVDs, and the introductory, which would be if you have the YRG fitness system today, would be the energy workout, you know, or the fat burner. Actually, more like the energy. So the 50-plus is the one you originally ordered, because there wasn't a YRG fitness system yet. And so now go ahead.
Yeah, well, I just started doing that, and, you know, I modified most of the positions, and also I just was at the same time going through some changes in my life that very unexpected. Like I had to testify at a trial in New York City that month, and I fully expected to stress eat my way through the trial. And I lost my appetite, which shocked me like you wouldn't believe. And I, I just felt like I was, life was giving me this head start, you know, between the YRG and this sudden, you know, urge to not eat like I used to. And also, when I was watching those videos, there was something about, I kept noticing Terry Lang, and she was right up front, and she just had this sense of wholeness about her that I didn't, you know, I've tried lots of exercise videos, and some of the, you know, like the fitness models, they just seem so one-dimensional, and she really just had something, and I thought, that is how I want to look, and that's how I want to feel. I want to have that confidence and that peace about me, and I somehow found her online. She was very open about telling her story. She's got it all journaled. And anyway, we started to correspond, and I had no idea she was friends with you. But I guess, you know.
Really? You didn't even know that?
I didn't. Actually, yeah, I just thought, I don't know. I really didn't think there was much of a connection, but it turns out you guys were very close friends, and she forwarded some of my emails, and you saw that I was taking it seriously, and then decided you wanted
Let me interject here. Yogi Doc, you guys got music in the background or something?
I got no music in the background. All I'm doing is battling the computer trying to register.
Okay. Now it seems to have gone off. Okay, so we're cool. So what happened then is I get an email from Terry. Now, you were part of Team YRG by this time, though, right?
Well, no. I just ordered the 50-plus. There was
When I got with you, when I called you, you were 3 months in,
yeah.
And you had lost 30 pounds.
Well, maybe. I can't remember now. I was just so floored that you wanted to talk to me.
Okay, well, here's what happened, because a lot of people don't remember things, and that's why when I wrote my first book, Positively Paige, The Diamond Dallas Paige Journey, I spoke as a biographer, autobiographer, and my buddy Smokey spoke as a biographer, and then the people who came in, whether it was Jay Leno or Hulk Hogan or my next-door neighbor or my best friend or, you know, my ex-wife or whatever, I let them tell their story because everybody remembers it a certain way. But this day is crystal clear to me. I remember Terry sending me one of your, Joe, emails that you'd gone back and forth and you'd lost like 30 pounds. And by this time, I know you were on TYRG because she had told me about that you had just come on to TYRG and blah, blah, blah. And I said, this is amazing. I go, I love hearing these kind of stories. I said, give me her number. I want to call her. And she got your number and I called you. And I'll never forget it. You were, you know, I called up. I said, oh, Stacey, yes, Stacey, this is Dallas Page. I'm like, I can't believe you called. I said, well, you know, I do that. You know, when people, you know, get, accomplishments of whether it's weight or, you know, flexibility or whatever it is, and they're really proud of it, and they tell someone else, somehow it gets to me, and if I have the time, I'll find time to call. So I had called you, and we start talking. I said, so that's really great. You lost 30 pounds. I said, what weight did you start at? And there was dead silence just like that. And I said, hello? And she goes, I'm here. So what weight did you start at? You're giving me anxiety. And I was like, whoa, back up. You know, that's not me doing that.
And then
that's
I had to
you
pull
doing
over.
That.
I had to
yeah,
pull
right, right. She goes, wait. She goes, let me pull over. I go, you're driving? Pull over. You know, so we pulled her over. You know, I said, okay, and I could tell right away, you know, the breath is going. And the only difference between excitement and fear is whether you're breathing or not. So the first thing we did was breathe. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yoga Doc, pick that up, Yoga Doc.
No, I threw it out of the room. Actually, Jen was in the room. The thing took off, and I threw the phone at her out of the room.
Tremendous. So we sat there and just, you know, did deep breathing, deep belly breathing. And then we talked about a couple of other things. I said, so what weight did you start at? 345. I go, there you go. You said, I said it. I was like, okay. You know, and you all heard how easily she said it when we started this program. You know, when she first came on, weighing herself at 345. And my whole point for getting her to say that was to understand that you got to know where you start. You got to see where you're beginning, and you got to know where you're going if you're ever going to get there. So after you told me to wait, and I said, did you take the pictures? Of course you didn't take the pictures. And then I convinced you to take some pictures. After you took those pictures, how did you feel? Where were you at?
I felt traumatized because, like I said, I didn't look at the scale for like 20 years, And I was really, and I wore black all the time, and I really deluded myself that I wasn't that big. And, that black just took care of everything. It erased everything. And I took these pictures. I just released them, 2 weeks ago. I've been sitting on them. The one just in the sports bra. And I was really, I remember writing to you and Terry and crying as I was writing this email just about how, the shame that I felt about my size. And it was tough. It was a pivotal moment, though, and I needed to do it, but it was tough.
Hi, Stacy. I just wanted to say hello.
Hi, Terry.
Hey.
Oh, my God, it's great to hear you.
It is great to hear you, and I can remember when I did call Paige and say, you have to talk to this woman. Her head's in the right place. She's going after this, and she's getting it. And we've been talking about that ever since, but... Bunny did right away when I was talking to him about the impression you left with me in our conversations.
Yeah, and you both were always so encouraging and, never overbearing, never, controlling. I knew if too much control was applied, because I've done that all my life with dieting and with Overeaters Anonymous, and just too much control doesn't work. I had to find my own way. I had to find my own middle road. But, Terry was like, the soothing kind of goddess presence.
Because
I call them, I kind of kid them and call them Zeus and Athena because of the way they created YRG. And Dallas was like, the iron-fisted, and he would get me, to places that I wouldn't normally have chosen to go, like, giving up cow dairy and gluten. I wouldn't have done that on my own. But I know that if I hadn't have done that, I also wouldn't be where I am now. Because my body changed unbelievably when I really cut back on those two things.
And it also comes down to you can't just take something away from somebody. You can't have a habit that you have and then you can kick it, but you can't kick a lot of them all at one time. So to me, if we're going to replace things that you love with cheese, right?
Yeah, I lived on it.
and talk about clogging the arteries and stuff, but it's just so much better for you to have sheep or goat's cheese. Yoga Doc, can you explain why that it's better than cow?
Well, first of all, as explained to me by a teacher of Ayurvedic medicine when I was studying out in New Mexico a long time ago, the cow dairy that we are subjected to now is not really the true dairy anyway. He used the word cow pus. So, and how much more blunt can it be, right? It's very... the dairy, especially the bovine dairy that we here in America, and he was comparing it to his own dairy farm in India. But what it is that we're subjected to is really more of the byproducts. So it's not digestible. And that's part of the problem. So the body can't even view it typically. First of all, whatever it is, it's a very large protein molecule. Both protein and sugar molecule that we can't digest readily anyway. We really weren't born to do so. And then on top of that, the body looks at it, doesn't really know what to do it, and then stores it, puts it somewhere, and then maybe when it gets around to it, it may process it through once it figures out how to. And that's part of what the weight gain is all about. And that's where the storage happens and in wherever our fat storage patterns may be. as far as go. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. I want you to finish. I'm sorry. I thought you were done.
Okay. As far as other forms of dairy are concerned, smaller molecules, typically easier to digest, and the big industry here in the United States hasn't really gotten to it typically as quickly, or hasn't really put as many restraints on it. It's not packaged for the masses, and which means it's typically a lot more authentic and easier to digest.
It reminds me of the big budget movies. You know, there's reasons why the biggest stars in the world, who are movie stars, go to these little independent flicks for 1/8 of what their normal, you know, rate is, because they want to do something that's raw and real, like an independent movie, because there's no restrictions by the big studios. Well, the same thing in the food industry. You know, once something becomes too big, like all of a sudden, 10, 15 years ago, soy was it. And everybody was like, yes, this is the answer. And then they got all the soy, and soy is shit now.
Yeah, they're genetically engineering it, and they've destroyed it. You're right.
So back to with Stacey. So she loved cheese. I was like, have you ever tried cheaper goat cheese? And then when she started to check into it, she dug it. And the biggest thing is that she learned that it had to go with moderation. And that's the key. Because there's plenty of really overweight, gluten-free people. That's because they still haven't put restrictions on their eating. You know, and it comes down to, once you go, it's got to be compatible. That whole SMAC syndrome, specific, measurable, achievable, it's got to be compatible. So we talked on the phone. You take the pictures. You're on a roll. So you did this. And what I loved, you just took, and this is what anyone who does any of the YRG workouts, whether it's the old school ones or the new YRG fitness system, I say it over and over and over again. Make the YRG workout your own. It's the same thing with the eating plan. For those of you who are wrestling fans out there, Raven came to hear part of my talk when I was at this part of...
he had to run out and get something to eat, actually, first.
And he only heard me talking about the food part on my strength level. You know, but he didn't come in when I was talking, you know, a little bit more openly, because, you know, calorie counting, as you know, if you're part of the YRG fitness system, you know, phase one is just calorie counting. Of course, Raven's idea was, I'm going to use this. He said, you know, Paige, you really ought to, you know, think about the guy. If you're eating 5 candy bars a day, if you ate 2, that would be good. And I started laughing. I said, you know what? I'm going to use that, you know, and I'll take out the vine. If you stop using crack, you're going to feel better. And I got that line from Dr. Fred Bishy, who's 80 years old. I always tell you, him and my brother run 10 to 15 to 20 miles on the beach at least twice a week. So, you know, if you stop doing crack, you're bound to get better. back to Stacey. So Stace made this your own. And tell us about, like, the parts of the journey that were, like pivotal, and when you went to go down. Just give us your story.
Well, I knew, I've had a long history with dieting, and I knew that I had to, like I said, find my own way. I know that, you know, lying back and expecting a diet or a food plan to dictate my life, you know, isn't going to work. And I was actually glad that you and Terry allowed me that leeway, you know, to work the little details out on my own. So, you know, the two spectrums that I only knew were eating anything and everything whenever I wanted and, you know, severe deprivation. So neither of those worked. And so I just had to, you know, really look at what size portions worked for me. Like when did I feel satisfied? I always eat until, you know, I feel okay, but there's always like I could eat a little more. And that was a tricky balance, you know. I have also accepted certain things about myself. Like, as you know, I'm never going to stop loving fried chicken. And that, you know, once I accepted that, it took all the drama out of the equation. I don't think about fried chicken like I used to. I do eat it occasionally, But I make sure I really want it and I enjoy it, and then that's it. You know, if I tell myself, you know, if you eat fried chicken, you've ruined everything and you're, you know, going down the drain, then that's what's going to happen. So,
let me interject right here. For people who have that same, you know, desire, you know, don't eat the Popeyes or the Colonel's. Go to a good restaurant and eat some fried chicken, or make it yourself, because then you know what you're getting. You know, because that's really the next level of that. Because I have had phenomenal fried chicken. You know, I hardly eat it anymore because my stomach, after being so long away from it, it really hates me. So go ahead, Stace. I'm sorry. Oh, by the way, if anybody who's just tuning in, Stacey Morris, this is our guest speaker today, who's come in here from Team YRG. She's our spotlight girl. If you are a member of Team YRG, maybe you caught it, maybe you didn't. Stacey's journey started, how many months ago was it, Stace? 14 or 15?
15, January of 2009.
15 months later, she's down 150 pounds, and you'll notice a lot of people I've brought in the beginning are down a lot of weight, but this isn't just all about losing weight, because for me, it was never about losing weight, and we're going to bring in different people all throughout this, and if you have some questions, when we get to some questions for Stacey, because I definitely want to bring Terry on to talk and just discuss some things, but anybody who wants to come on or whatever, don't think, God, what could I ever really, you know, say to Stacey? I mean, there's so many things. There's something we can just discuss. So that's where we're going to go with that. No, I'm sorry, Stacey. I want to bring people to me who are just coming on the show. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. He does that all the time. It's okay.
the main thing is I wanted to create something I could live with, you know, that didn't feel like something temporary. So this, you know, that's why I bring up the fried chicken. But at the same time, I knew I needed some boundaries, and I just worked on that at my own pace. But I knew I needed to apply a little pressure. This was just something I decided for myself. You know, after dinner, I decided I was not going to eat, because from a physiological standpoint, I'm really not doing anything physically in the evening, so there's no reason to be eating. And in the beginning, that was tough. I actually felt a lot of physical hunger, and I don't know if it was because I was, you know, really burning a lot of fat at that stage, or I was just going through withdrawals. But I was, you know, because of the support I got from you and Terry and Team YRG members, I was able to tough it out, and I also had to ride through some really, you know, some rocky emotions. I was kind of sad. I was kind of depressed because I didn't have my, you know, my security blanket. And those are just things that I think are unavoidable as part of the journey if you're coming off of heavy-duty eating like I was.
You know, Stacey, what I think of the most during our conversations is this time around you told me you were changing from the inside out. It was all about changing your head, your mind, the feelings from the inside out, and the food came along with it, because you had to work through why you eat, because most of us eat for other reasons than hunger. That's part of it, and good food, but for, especially if you have a lot of weight to lose, there are reasons why you put food in your belly, to put the boundaries, the walls around you. And to me, I always thought you were doing it this time from the inside out.
Yeah, I was. And before I found YRG, I had really worked on myself, my inner self, for 20 years on self-esteem, you know, which I had none, really, growing up. And I had 200-pound weight losses in my lifetime beforehand, and I gained it back because I was, you know, led to believe that if I just lost weight, then I would have no more problems, you know, and I would have no more issues with food, and, you know, everything was just going to be fantastic. And that's not true. That's, you know, weight is just an exterior thing. It doesn't really, you know, how you look doesn't really bring you happiness. So I just said, you know, I've had it, and I'm just going to work on myself. And so this time around, when I, you know, I really do have the self-esteem down, because if you can get self-esteem at 300 pounds plus, you know, you've got it. And that was a really, really valuable gift that I gave to myself. I don't think I would afraid that, what I went through, because I just needed to do it that way. But now, you know, what's great about now is that I've already got the self-esteem, but I just love the value for me now is the freedom, like the physical freedom. Like right now, I'm sitting in a position that I never could have sat in 2 years ago. You know, everything is easier. It's like, you know, sleeping is easier. Sleeping is more comfortable. I can, you know, they say, Yoga Doc, you'll probably agree with this. I guess you're not supposed to cross your legs because of the veins or whatever. I cross my legs now because I can.
Nice. Yeah, just cross one over the other and go back and forth. You're fine.
Okay.
Stacy, do you remember when you got on your airplane and could fasten the seatbelt?
Yeah, let me tell you, I'm a writer, and part of what I do is travel writing, which got harder and harder. I was having to turn down, you know, free trips to Europe and around the country because I was terrified of, you know, will I fit in the seat? So I took my first plane ride since YRG, since starting it in September, and I didn't, not only did I fit okay, I didn't need a seatbelt extension. And then I took another trip a couple months ago, and just the feeling of not having that anxiety, like not standing in line at the ticket gate and saying the rosary out of terror, you know, it was just so great. And I was like, I didn't care if I was the first one or the last one, you know, it was like a new day, you know, and I can't put a price on that. And what I kept realizing over and over again is like this kind of feeling with the freedom and the no anxiety about fitting into things, that is like a continual feeling, and it's a continual benefit, whereas food was very temporary, you know. So this is, you know, the benefits of this just kind of go on and never end.
But one of the things, Stace, that I want to ask you, because we talked about this, I'm sure you talked about it with Terry, but no one else really knows about this, but once you got about 105 pounds down, you sort of hit a wall, didn't you?
I did.
I should tell the people about that, because, you know, people are, you know, some people, that wall might be at 30 pounds because they only need to lose 40 pounds in a weight scenario, you know what I mean? But they hit that wall. What was happening?
I think it was also a lot of life changes, you know. Like I moved, I left the home I was in for 10 years, I left the relationship I was in for 20 years, and all this stuff just started, you know, ticking up. And I could feel myself, you know, feeling more drawn to the food. I mean, even though it was gluten-free, I could just feel that imbalance coming back. And the minute I started to feel it, and I didn't, you know, I knew it was a natural thing. I mean, you know, I wanted comfort, and it's a completely human thing to do. But I just thought, okay, it's time to just, you know, deal with it right now instead of, you know, going underground and starting to eat unconsciously again. And so I called both of you, like, right away. I emailed you, and then you called me, like, 2 seconds later.
Because I actually read the first line of the two paragraphs,
yeah.
And I picked up the phone. I do.
Because I consider myself, I'm what I call a reformed whiner. You know, I'm not a whiner. So when I put out that SOS, you knew it was real.
Yeah. And I also knew you lost 100 pounds twice before.
Yeah.
And gained more back. So I bring this up for anyone who's listening, who's been through this. And do you remember what we talked about that changed everything? Does anything stick in your head that what we talked about? I remember distinctly.
No, I don't.
Do you remember? I'll tell you what it was.
Tell me.
You didn't have the next goal.
Oh, yeah.
You never named the number you wanted. Like, I want to get under 200 pounds because that was pretty much inconceivable to you.
Getting back into the 200s again was inconceivable. So, yeah. But
so getting into the hundreds.
Yeah.
You know, that was like, and I challenged you to set that goal, but not just weight. start talking about your book and writing the book. Because it is this whole program isn't about, it was never about weight loss to begin with. It's about, and this is one of the reasons I want to get Henry on here as a guest pretty soon, too, because, you know, it comes from a totally different angle with my boy Henry, and anybody who's a member of Team YRG knows who Henry is. So, because it's not just about weight loss, it's, or getting, you know, getting buff or getting, you know, physical. And, it's about that whole mental thing of setting goals, because we're only as good as the next goal that we have. Because, you know, like Steve Yu, my buddy who did all the work with me on the Oprah, I'm going to bring that Oprah thing back in again. Yeah. See, matter of fact, family's listening right now. I'm going to put that plug in. I need you to go to the Oprah website, OWN Network website. We're going to put that right up there on the chat room, and register and vote for that video we have up there. It's all about setting goals and getting the next thing. And as soon as you started talking about the book and that, all that started oozing through you, all of a sudden, boom, it clicked in. Do you remember that now?
Yeah. Yeah, I do. And then I felt like I was back on track because I was heading towards something.
And that's so important for everybody. So let's talk about what I thought was a huge milestone, is when you actually told me you were going to be in a marathon, walk a two-day marathon.
Yeah.
Oh, that's smart.
Yeah. Again, see, all roads lead to Oprah. I was reading a back issue. I'm a notoriously slow reader, and I was reading the January issue at the end of August, and I saw an ad for the Avon, raise awareness for breast cancer marathon in New York City. And just something, you know, I knew at a soul level that I was supposed to do that marathon, even though it was a month away. I'd been doing YRG regularly, and I felt in, you know, pretty good condition, but I knew I needed to train. So I got on it. I got a good pair of, you know, walking shoes and started long-distance walking. And you, I remember, were a little concerned about me actually being able to finish because I was still at 225, something like that.
Let me interject. I was very concerned because most people, you know, Yoga Doc, will you back me up on this? Most people, when they're training for a marathon, whether they're walking a marathon, if they're running a marathon, they should start 6 months out. Am I correct?
It would be a good thing, yes. Absolutely.
Forget the fact that you're 5'8" and 225 pounds and just lost 120 pounds. You know, so, you know, the bottom line is that, did I lose you guys?
No, we got you.
Okay, I get my phone. Last time I was talking and it went out. I was concerned. And I gave her a bunch of, you know, my pagisms. And so go ahead. So tell us about coming down to the day.
Yeah, and you said to me, you know, don't be discouraged if you're wiped out after the first day and you can't do the second. And anyway, I just, you know, I always intended to finish, and I really trained so diligently. I turned down a food writer's trip to Italy so I could just
train.
Wow,
that's huge.
That hurt, but I knew I couldn't let myself down. You know, there was no way. So, anyway, I got, you know, I was like all set, all excited and pumped. And in the back of my mind, I'm like, okay, just, you know, I was remembering your words. So about, you know, not even halfway through, I noticed women of all ages, you know, were stopping and taking their shoes off and rubbing their feet, and they looked like they were in pain. And I'm just walking along. And I get to, you know, we were supposed to do 13 miles. Each day, I got to the 13-mile walk, and I'm like, I feel really good, you know. And some women chose to walk the whole thing at once. And I thought, you know, I love New York, and it's a beautiful day, and I love the Brooklyn Bridge. So we were in Chelsea. That was 13 miles in, you know, Midtown. I said, I'm going to keep going. And I just kept walking, you know, Greenwich Village, Wall Street. I got to the Brooklyn Bridge, And if anyone's seen my blog, my Hungry for the Truth blog, there's a picture of me, you know, with my arms in the air, just about at the top of the Brooklyn Bridge, and I'm approaching the 20-mile mark. And I was like, I can't believe I'm, you know, I started this a month ago, and I'm telling you, I didn't feel sore, and I know it was the YRG, because that, you know, core strength, the skeletal system, everything, it worked my body like nothing I've tried. And I did weight training for many, many years. That's how heavy duty my binge eating was. I was a gym person for 10 years and still over 300 pounds, you know. So I was no stranger to exercise. But the YRG got me ready for this marathon. And I did 20 miles the first day. And the next day, I was maybe I could feel it a little, but I was not in any kind of discomfort, and I finished the marathon. And
you actually went miles past them. You did 8 miles that day. I remember you telling
me. Yeah.
That's amazing. All right, well, listen, I know we've got some people here on callers now. Robert just sent that over to me. He's been waiting for a break to say something, but Robert won't step on me. So, Robert, why don't we throw a couple people in the queue? Throw two of them in the queue right now. Just pop them in. And do you know who we have, or let's have them come in and say hello.
Yeah, we don't know who they are yet, so.
Okay, we got someone.
What's that?
Yeah, pop one in.
And then we'll
start rotating. 804 area code. Who we got here? Hello? Okay. 804, wasn't he? He must be going to the bathroom or something. Okay, go to the next. Go to the next one. Next week we're gonna figure out how to do this. Good. Next one.
I like that.
That's somebody from the 413 area code.
Hey, what's up, Dallas?
Oh, this is my buddy Brian King.
Yeah. What's up, bro?
Good, man. Good. You been listening to the show?
Yeah, I just snuck out of work for a few minutes. I just popped it in. Stacy's story is awesome. Awesome. It's incredible to see people achieve stuff like that, and from watching her journey over the website, it was just really great to hear her voice tell the story.
Thank you.
Oh, very inspiring. I mean, that's what it's all about, one person empowering another person to change their life.
Absolutely.
And seeing's believing, you know, and keep it up. You're doing a great job.
Oh, thank you.
You can hate Brian in there. I can tell he was just coming. Do you want to say something there, Yogananda?
No, I'm good. I'm trying to keep my dogs from flying around.
Yogi's got four dogs running around the house. I can't believe I can't hear them barking. So, Brian, you can stay in the queue if you want. If something comes in, pop your voice in. Throw someone else in the queue. Who else do we have out there?
We've got someone from the 908 area code.
908. That's Jersey, isn't it?
Yes.
Who are we talking to? Is that Jimbo?
Yes, it is, brother.
Hey.
I know that Jersey voice. For those of you who do the new YRG fitness system and you do below the belt, the badass in the back line is Jimbo, the fireman, and he will actually be one of our guest hosts in the upcoming weeks. I can talk to him about it, but I definitely want to have him in here. But for right now, What do you got to say, buddy? What's up?
Hey, man, I just wanted to check in. This is awesome. I've been chatting with people and listening in. It's been the YRG universe is expanding greater and greater every week.
Absolutely. You got any comments for Stacy or anything?
Yeah, you know, actually, Stacy, I wanted to first congratulate you on your transformation. Say keep up the good work. I know you were working on a book. I wanted to ask about how that was coming along.
Well, thank you, by the way, and I love working out with you when I do below the belt.
My pleasure.
The book is, you know, it's a work in progress. Right now, I'm focusing more on my blog because I just have so much I want to say and so much that I want to, you know, when things come to me, I can just do an essay and put it out there. And I have a feeling a lot of this blog will be incorporated into the book. I'm still trying to think about the shape of it. I used to think I wanted to do a memoir, but now I'm not so sure.
I see. You know, my given name is James Patterson, so you're going to have to leave me off the cover, okay?
Okay.
Hey, Dr. Aaron, are you there?
Yes. Hello, hello.
How you doing?
Hi, brother.
I'm good. Dr. Aaron, I had a question. Just from the first set of DVDs to the second, and, you know, I used to play football, and we always did our push-ups with your head up. In the second set of DVDs, we do them with the spine aligned. Was that largely due to your input, and how did it change?
Well, basically, if you're, you know, every time you were doing videos, it's always a work in progress, and you're always refining. And sure. Honestly, I do not recall who came up with the idea. It might have been our director, or that nice, sweet little man that did the second YRD.
Yes. Yes, the gentleman that said, when I yes. speak, all you hear is my voice.
Exactly, that nice, cute guy.
come on, he's a friend of mine. Come on.
No, he's good.
He's a friend of mine, too.
He's a good guy. Let me put it this way. He did a fantastic job. There's no doubt about it. But what it is it makes more sense. Your eyes are down. You're looking. You can look forward, but just keep your head aligned. Keep your spine aligned. It's an effort so that you're not tightening your neck muscles, and you're also not, believe it or not, with your head down, you don't tighten your jaw as much as if you're lifting your head up.
Mm-hmm.
So.
All right. No, it makes perfect sense. I mean, I'm more comfortable doing the push-ups in the second version,
right.
You know, with your head down, your spine aligned. I find that I can concentrate more on tightening every muscle in my body.
Yes.
While I'm looking down along, you know, in that plank position. So I prefer the push-ups this way. I didn't know what caused the change, but I'm a fan of it.
Yeah, it's definitely a nice change as opposed to what, as you said, back in the day, head up, look forward, you know, eyes forward.
Yeah.
Even though, you know, it's if you look at it, it's the best way to do it, and it just seems to really work.
Yeah, cool.
And one of the things, Jimbo, is that, you know, when we first did those DVDs, I was like, God, I wish I would have done this here. I wish I would have done that there. And all of a sudden, wish came true. You know?
Yeah.
Got
yeah.
to do it again.
Right.
You know,
you know what?
And,
go ahead.
Oh, you got it.
hey, Talis, not to jump off subject, but as Stacy was talking about walking around New York City, did you think of that Thai restaurant we went to?
Oh, was that unbelievable?
That was awesome. Made me hungry.
Me and Jimbo were Jimbo's taking me around in New York, different radio shows and stuff. And, man, I get lost in a one-room shit house, man. I mean, I can't find my way around. So he's got his walking GPS, and we were finding which way to go. We had a great time. We ended up in a Thai restaurant. Did you ever keep the address of that place?
I could find it.
Did you? Yeah, I got to know next. It was the best Thai food, and I've been to Thailand. It was the best Thai food I ever had. It was amazing.
Wow. And you've been to Thailand. That's saying something.
Yeah, it was. But, you know, man, I ate two helpings of that. I was like, oh, my God, this is so good.
I'd have had two helpings if I wasn't with my YRD instructor.
the guilt factor. Okay, do we have anybody else? You can stay on if you want, Jimbo, and hang out. Do we have any folks in the queue there, bro?
Yeah, we do. Let me see. We've got somebody from the 304 area code.
304? I want to say that's like, I want to say it's somewhere St. Louis or somewhere. I'm not sure. I may be wrong. Hello, 304.
You're wrong. It's not St. Louis. What's up, bro?
Ah, that's Donnie Spencer.
Donnie.
Casey, my love, how are you?
Hi, Donnie. It's great to talk to you.
Yeah, it's great to hear your voice. Guys, I finally got through. I was bitching to Dallas last week. I spent the whole show on hold. The great thing about Stacy has been such a help to a lot of us. It's really hard to put into words. I mean, there have been times when you know, you have a day where you know, God, why am I doing this? Why am I putting myself through this? And it's almost like ESP is going through the YRG network, because then you get an email from Stacy or from Doug. And it's just, it's incredible.
No, I'm with you there, man. I'm with you there. Yeah.
I agree. I think that is what makes YRG unique. I was really hesitant to join, you know, like to actually join Team YRG, and, you know, because I don't do the internet chat room thing, and I thought, well, who are these people, you know, and I don't know if I want to do this. And I'm, you know, my first YRG friend was a woman named Gabrielle. She's still on. And once I joined, all these people started reaching out to me. And I really needed that. I was, you know, I was feeling pretty low when I began this. And just to have that kind of unconditional helping hand kind of a vibe really, really gave me a leg up. So it's a wonderful thing that trickles down, I think, from the top, from Dallas.
Right. I mean, that's you know, I've spoken to Dallas many times. You know, back and forth, and you and I have messaged back and forth many times, and, you know, I've picked your brain, and, you know, I post stuff on the blogs, and, you know, I get a lot of feedback, and, you know, you need that. My most recent post, I think, got more than a few chuckles, but, we're talking about the, recognizing the little things and being appreciative of them.
Oh, yeah.
But,
been really enjoying watching and hearing about your progress. You're doing amazing things.
Well,
Earlier. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
That's okay. I'd like to say that, you know, it was all me, but I've had good help along the way.
I think everybody.
We all do.
That's the key.
Cool.
You want to say something, Bob?
Yeah, you know, Donnie said, you know, sometimes you know, you drag yourself to your mat or wherever you do it, and it's like, why am I doing this? And let me tell you, I have been there. You know, Dallas, you and I have talked about how the number one killer of firefighters is heart attack, and I'm trying to not be a statistic. And I'm with Donnie. I'm like, oh, why am I doing this? Well, I know the reason. Sometimes it's just hard. But, you know, man, if it was easy, everyone would be skinny.
That's right.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Not even skinny, just be in the kind of shape that they feel good in their own body.
Right,
to me,
just being fit.
That's why, you know, when it comes down to weight, it's like, what weight do you feel comfortable at? You know, and like, to me, I personally don't like the really skinny models. And that's just me, but I think Angelina Jolie is gorgeous, but babe, put on 10 or 15 pounds.
Yeah, you know, I've been turning them down too, bro. I don't know what the story is.
You know, guys, Dallas, do you remember 9 years ago when I told you one of the days when I was losing weight that it was really so hard to do this and work and do, and you said those exact words. You said, darling, if it was easy, everybody'd be doing it. And that's
right.
What makes the victory so sweet when you get
it. Roger that. Roger that.
I mean, so that's how I was thinking about those very words he told me. You know, it, like, shocked me out of it, because I think I was complaining about that treadmill, among other things. But
well, I mean, the you know, like Dallas and I were talking initially, and, of course, you know, when I started, if you've looked on my page, I started at about 370 pounds. I'm only 5'6". And,
thanks.
You know,